Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks. I'm your host, Marty Smith, and I forgot what time it was. I found the turntable, and this was the first time ever that I played a piece of vinyl on my show. So that was Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves Sunshine. I think the album is called Roy Ayers Ubiquity. So the album is called Everybody Loves Sunshine. So the group is Roy Ayers with Ubiquity. So there you have it. It worked. We are following up and paying attention to the aftermath in the Orlando mass shooting. And I think we just need a timeout for Orlando. You know, maybe we need to just take a pause for Orlando. Plus, we had the baby who was killed by an alligator. We had, Grimmie, Christine Grimmie. Killed 2 days before the massacre, trying to sign autographs. Whatever negative energy is going on in Orlando, Florida, let's just pause for a moment and recognize them. All right, we're back to real talk at Blue Think Tank. I don't know what fantasy operation Republicans and Democrats think they're running. But at the moment I'm talking, the House is in filibuster over gun debate. Now, mind you, folks, you need to start checking your facts. Killed with handguns than any other guns in the United States. I think they said only 4% or so, or a fraction thereof, are at the result of assault rifles. So before you decide to create this law and that law, you know, if you look at the laws that were on the books, nothing could have prevented this. I think my main concern is that if you had a guy under FBI observation, why then wasn't that communicated to local law enforcement? And why can't they put a note in your file or whatever, or however, a notation that if this guy decides to buy high-caliber weaponry, please contact us, or something like that? And I think we end up in some all kind of constitutional violations when you look at how things are just worked out in the United States. You can only be permitted from buying a gun for three categories. There are no other categories: illegal immigrant, or what they call illegal alien, so someone in the country illegally or undocumented, however you want to say it. A convicted felon cannot buy a gun. and I think someone under a court order, domestic violence, cannot buy a gun. Other than that, we don't have the laws in place to prohibit this. The other thing, again, like I pointed out some days ago, that sticks out here is that this guy was a member of the law enforcement community, was essentially trying to join the ranks of other officers. And as the story is developing, we don't know at the core what was going on with the young man, if he was in fact gay, hadn't came out of the closet or whatever, or this was a long-term stakeout, and that's why his wife is being interviewed and may be charged. It may bring some satisfaction to some, but I think we're going to miss the major point if we solely focus on the wife. Also, the language expressed in this, again, term radicalization, what does that really mean? Or does it mean anything? You got soccer players that are radical. I prefer words like criminal and nefarious, misdeed. These words actually show true intent, because you can be radical all day and never blew up nothing, never killed nobody. You can support jihadism all day and never kill no one, never even attempted to or even brought it up. What goes on between a person's mind is their own business. It's when you act that madness out that becomes our business. You can't have a society claiming to be free and open and everybody's under surveillance. You can't. It's just a problem with American democracy. And terrorists know this, evildoers know this, and so do those politicians on the Hill. The rush to gun judgment, foolish, is the rush to Islamic persecution. Because at the core, again, this gentleman might have been fighting with himself over his sexual identity. And until this investigation is complete, we won't have corroborating evidence to know what it is was going on with him and his sexual identity and going on between his ears. The other thing that seems to be obviously left out of this from the time the president first opened his mouth down to the point where now we're going back and forth with Donald Trump is the notion of a mentally ill person. Just saying he's filled with hate doesn't get to the root of anything. All that does is creates more anger upon those who don't support the LGBT community, which is part of the problem. I've tried to help a zillion people, but you end up in a conflict and a debate because I'm not in your community. I'm just trying to help for whatever issue or individual issue there is. And then you end up with a lot of scenarios where people are trying to draft you into a lifestyle that you don't agree with or appreciate. But as a human, you love everybody on an equal playing field, and you treat everybody on an equal playing field. We have to be careful of our emotionalism and our reactions to things that don't amount to a hill of beans. We need to be careful here in the United States because we have passed with every child abuse, sex abuse, another law, Megan's Law, Victoria's Law, Cindy's Law, Chelsea's Law, Omar's Law, Peter's Law, and none of this deters criminality. I'm going to say what I've said over and over, that at the core, mankind is evil, sinful, and unless he or she is working very hard all the ways and acknowledging that fact, you'll be trapped by your own evil. But then again, if you think that you don't have free will in this life and you were just born this way or that way, you tend to get to a point. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a call coming in, and let me connect this because I think this is G to the R to the X. Let's connect him. Can you hear me, G to the R to the X?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm sitting here talking about the nuances with the Orlando thing and the glaring things that stand out. And let me go through them real quick, and they may stand out to you. We didn't talk about it yesterday, but the obvious thing to me is you have a gentleman who frequented a gay club over and over for over a year, and you have a gentleman who seems to have not come out of the closet, seems to have not. You have a gentleman, based on the father, who's reacting to men kissing. How is it that you could be a grown man and not have seen this in the United States, particularly in Florida? Secondly, that story that was floated initially by the FBI and the spin by Obama needs to be looked at. I want to get into the Barack Obama side real quick, which is like a man covered with hate. Now, I've said this 1,000 times, and I've said it to you privately and as well as publicly. All